Dear Abby, just before my daughter returned to college, my wife and I took her and her boyfriend, Justin, out to dinner. It was the first time we'd met him, although they've been going out for 6 months. As the dinner conversation progressed, I asked Justin what his major was and what his plans were for when he got out of college. He said he wants to be in the film industry. I asked him what he planned to do if that didn't work out, and he said, well, go into the family business. I asked him what business his family was in, and he responded, his family doesn't have a business. He was talking about our family business. Then he said, by the way, he would change how we run it to produce more cash by slowing down our expansion plans. Abby, I was speechless. My daughter told us later she and Justin had never discussed this before. Abby, what do you make of this SOB? My wife says we should just drop the matter, but I say we make clear to this audacious little twit that A, we run our business just fine, thank you, and B, if we are ever in need, he's last on the list for a conference call. I don't understand what our daughter sees in this moon calf. The film industry. What the hell does that mean? He'll be lucky to get a cameo role in an instructional video. How dare he try and tell me how to run my business? I have kids older than him changing the air fresheners in our company, Biffy. This jackass tops the list of people I plan to avoid in the remaining years of my existence. If he marries my daughter, I'm going to encourage her to become a bigamist. Who raised this clown? I want to meet his parents and euthanize them before they produce more like him. Well, what do you say, Abby? Should I forbid my daughter from seeing this thumb plug? My wife says our daughter is an adult who can make up her own mind, but if our daughter's an adult, Abby, I'm Captain Kangaroo. Our daughter still plays with dolls. Now, she says they're performance art sculptures, but they're freaking dolls. This kid has the sound judgment of a fetus. She says she's about as bright as a junkyard carburetor. What the hell do you think I should do, Abby? What do you think I should do?
Abby writes back, what do you think I should do? What do you think I should do?
You should stuff a car egg in your pie hole, rump rash. I'm not paid enough to advise fruit worms like you. Beat it. Wow, that's an interesting response. The guy ended up going to Dr. Phil, and Dr. Phil just slapped him around mercilessly. The guy can't talk right now, so nobody's sure if he wants to press charges or not, but we're following this one like a hawk.